we see today that the world is in what type of a recession or moving into a depression, and we want to know, is the Bible talk anything about a worldwide famine or depression in the last days? We're going to talk about some of that today, and we're in the recession, and if this thing keeps on continuing, even though the president keeps assuring us that we're pulling out, you know, things are getting better and all of that, but every time, every month, we keep hearing about General Motors laying off thousands. We keep hearing about other companies laying off thousands. So there seems to be a little deception in practice. And so it seems like it might be getting worse. And if so, if we're going to be moving into a world depression, which was worse than 1929, the Great Depression, then we got some things that we should be looking forward to. Matter of fact, if they plan to bring in the New World Order, I guess they don't really have much of a choice about that. And so we're going to be talking about this book by Larry Burkett called The Coming Economic Earthquake. Also, there's another book that's out that people wanted to know about. I think it's called The Depression, the Great Depression of the 1990s. So people are saying that it's pretty clear what's actually going on, even though everybody does not know what's going on. We're also going to be talking about New Age. We also know about that people are expecting a 1,000-year reign, millennium, of Christ. Okay? So we're seeing that coming to fruition. Okay, but what is this about this New Age movement? How many people know a lot about the New Age movement? Okay? Now we want to go back and just try to go back in time of what is the New Age movement? Well, we're going to be reading some articles from their literature of how they define themselves and what their goals and aims are. Well, if you go back in time, back into the 1776, you'll read up on something that's called the Illuminati. Now, many people don't talk about the Illuminati today. Matter of fact, I think in most major encyclopedias, they just describe the Illuminati as a world conspirator of people that Christians and other people are paranoid about, and that they didn't exist, but people thought they existed back in the 1700s. But if you get yourself an encyclopedia before the 1900s, they're like at least maybe 3 or 4 up to 10 pages on the Illuminati, what their conspiracy was, what it's all about, and how they plan to take over the New World or take over the world. Okay, so there seems to be a denying of the Illuminati existing today. Back in the 1700s, 1800s, it was clear. People were put to death if you were thought of being part of it. Matter of fact, way back in the 1500s, that's when they really started. I think they were called the Abrano. In the book Alberto, it describes some of their history. And what happened was that they were found out that they were trying to take over all the countries of Europe. And so everybody was put to death except for one person, his name was called Ignace Loyola. He was the founder of the Jesuit order. Okay? He was the only one that was put to death because he was protected by the Pope. Okay? And since then, they went underground and went under a new name, which was called the Jesuits. And the Jesuits were the ones who were a continuation of the Abrano. So they went from under Abrano's name unto the Jesuits, and now from the Jesuits, they decided to set up a new organization so no one could ever trace the world conspiracy back to them, and the new name was called the Illuminati. The founder of that was Adam Weishaupt in 1776.